stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Friday, September 20th.
It is Friday. Freaking gloomy.
I know.
Outside. It's like, what is this? I don't understand.
I think the summer is over officially. I don't think it's going to get as hot anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's September already. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like this is when it gets the hottest.
Mm.
Like, I feel like last year and the year, like in the year before, I felt like it got hotter later.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
what can I tell
it might
you?
Not be over. I mean, it's going to be like 80.
Today?
On Monday, I think. So
that's not too hot.
It's going to get, you know.
Yeah.
It might get hot again. I'm like, what? No, like I'm not ready for this.
I'm not ready for the
summer to be over.
Okay.
I mean, I do like the fall, but normally by the time the fall comes, I'm actually like kind of looking forward to it.
Right.
You know, and be like, all right, I've had enough of this, but...
Yeah, but you're not done with your pool parties yet, so...
No, okay. I'm not done with my pool parties.
All right, so then there you go, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not
done with the, you know,
yeah,
bikinis and dancing and nonsense and
okay, well,
all that. I guess it's time to go on vacation then.
That's the only
other place I'm going to find that.
Exactly. Go to a tropical place or something, you know, where it's warm all the time.
Or maybe a cruise. Oh my gosh, I love cruises.
Really? Have you taken one before?
Oh my gosh, I've been on like 13.
Are you serious?
Yes, yeah. I love them.
Right.
Mostly when I was younger, you know. Especially with my mom because of her job. You know, she owns a travel agency.
Right.
So, you know, she pretty much had to check out, like, all the cruises so she can then, like, recommend them to her clients.
They call it, like, fam trips, right? Or something like where you become familiar with it. So they give you, like, free trips and stuff. I used to be in travel, so I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll check you out.
Yeah, ask her. She knows what a fam trip is.
All right.
So,
I will. I will.
Hotels do that a lot and stuff, you know, all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's cool to be in travel. And, good.
Yeah,
so, go to a tropical place and stop complaining.
Yeah, I miss cruises.
Okay.
I miss them so much.
Yeah, cruises are cool, too.
Yes, so even like the Disney cruise. I mean, you know, I was still young when I did, but like everybody loved it. Like even my grandparents loved it.
I'm sure, yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Like really, really, really well done.
Right.
Well done, cruise. But yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I like Royal Caribbean. That's probably my favorite cruise line.
Is it really?
Yeah,
okay.
Because, I mean, the food is just unbelievable. Mm. And the service and everything is just great. Like, I remember the Voyager of the Seas, and I was actually rock climbing. Like, on, like, the smokestack thing, they
really?
Actually had a rock climbing wall.
Uh-huh.
And I got all the way to the top, like, while the ship was moving,
uh-huh,
and I was rock climbing. It was awesome. And they had ice skating.
Wow.
And they had, like, ice skating shows and stuff. They had rollerblading and miniature golf. And
wow,
it was,
that's
a lot, like,
of fun.
Everything. And it was on a moving ship.
Right.
I mean, it's so amazing.
It really is. You know,
it
it's like a floating city.
Yeah, it takes you to different islands and stuff. And it's like, I think it's the
and
best
it's
of
cool.
both worlds.
You don't need to take a car anywhere. You don't need to take your keys and money. You just, everything is there, you know?
Exactly, exactly. It's awesome. Then you go to the little islands and a little ferry boat, you know, takes you over.
Right.
And, you know, you explore the, you know, parts of, you know, Mexico or the Caribbean or wherever.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, cool. I've had enough. I've seen everything I had to see and did my shopping and whatnot. And time to get back on the little ferry boat. And
I know. I don't like him too long because I don't want to feel like I'm stuck on the ship for so long, you know. So.
See, that's the thing. Like, you don't feel like that because there's so much to do actually on the ship.
No, there is. There is. You know, you can freak out and stuff and say, hey, I want to get off. Like, it happens to me on the airplane sometimes. You know? I'm like, get me out of here, man. I'm stuck.
Really?
Yeah.
On the airplane?
On the airplane.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's pretty scary shit.
Yeah, that would not be a good idea. Oh, get me off of here. Oh, okay. Bye, Sam. Parachute down.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, like in, what was that movie? Charlie's Angels, right? The first one?
What?
Where she's like, the chick is dressed up like a, you know, some like African dude with like the traditional garbs and everything.
Oh, okay.
Got like the accent and stuff. Uh-huh. And they're trying to catch some criminal that was like smuggling drugs or a bomb or something on the plane. And then that's what happens. She's like grabs them and, you know, puts her parachute on and they, you know, open the door to the plane and they jump out and parachute down onto like a speedboat that the other two angels are driving.
Oh, okay.
And that's how
that's
movie starts.
That's like a James Bond movie.
Yeah, but it's Charlie's Angels, so it's a bunch of chicks like kicking ass, you know? It's awesome. It's
I guess it is. What can I tell you?
I like the first movie. It was actually a very well-made movie.
Really?
Charlie's
I don't
Angels.
Remember it very well. That
really?
Was with Demi Moore, right? She was the bad girl.
No, I think that was actually the second one.
That was the second one?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She wasn't in the first one, but she was like an original Charlie's Angel, right?
No, she was the bad girl or something.
No, I mean, but like person. Back then, like way back in the day, original.
Not Demi Moore.
I think she was. Who was it? Was like Farrah Fawcett? Or,
right. Yeah. And Kate Jackson, Jacqueline Smith, and there were a couple of other ones. There was Shirley. Was it Shirley Long? No, not Shirley Long, but Shirley something. And there was Tanya Roberts. I hope I'm remembering everybody.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. But Demi Moore was not in the
but
original.
But Demi Moore was a villain in the original one?
No.
Just in the second movie.
Yeah.
Why did I think that? That's why I thought it was ironic that they brought her in that movie because she was already
part of
Charlie's Angels. All right.
She's never been, no. So, no big deal. Charlie's Angels. What can we do? We have we know this guy, what's his name, Mike Pingle, I think. He'd been on the show, he's been on the station several times, and he's like a diehard fan of Charlie's Angels.
Really?
So he's got like everything. He even wrote a book about them. He always follows them.
What?
Talks to them. They all know him. You know, he's just like that, you know. So it's funny.
All right, everybody's got their everybody's got their thing.
There you go. You see?
That's that's like, his thing.
You like Hello Kitty, and he likes Charlie's Angels.
Well, okay. Yeah. Speaking of which, oh my gosh, I freaked out when I saw this. Okay, Hello Kitty, like airplane, legit arrived at LAX from Taipei.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
You've got to see the pictures. I mean, even the food is Hello Kitty. It's ridiculous. The outside of the plane is painted Hello Kitty.
Wow.
Yeah, and inside everything's Hello Kitty and little like TVs, even the little like baggies and the seats, everything.
Yeah.
On the aircraft is Hello Kitty.
So that's an airplane that probably draws families and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably
and
what they
crazy,
want.
Insane people like myself that loves Hello Kitty so much. I have to figure out a way on that plane.
Yeah, to fly to Taipei.
Uh-huh. I would just do it just for the flight. Just to fly there and turn around and come right back just to be like, I flew on the Hello Kitty airplane. It's so amazing. That would just be
crazy.
Like the highlight of my life. I swear.
Yeah, sure. Well, we have a guest in the studio. We'll get to him in just a second. I wanted to bring up, though, because this might relate to, well, it's in Chicago. Did you hear there was a shooting there, like a gang-related shooting?
Oh, gosh, what else is new?
A three-year-old boy got shot in the head.
No.
But he survived. He's not dead yet.
What? Oh, my gosh.
13 people were shot there. And
but nobody was killed.
No, nobody was killed.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. But who knows how badly they're doing.
Right,
I don't know,
right, you know? I know. Oh,
but
man.
It's ridiculous, you know. I mean, the thing is, does anybody doubt that we're losing the war on gangs? I mean, we probably lost it a long time ago. But,
yeah.
You know, I guess it's more important to go and burn, like, fields of marijuana than to go after gangs and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what law enforcement is about. So, yeah.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know. I don't know if gun control is the answer, but, you know, something needs to be done, man. I mean, too many people are shooting innocent people,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean, if anybody's going to go crazy, I mean, they're going to find a way to get a gun regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether they own it or whatever, if they're that determined, they're
right.
going to figure out a way, you know, regardless. So it's like whether there's gun laws or not, you know what I mean?
Right.
I just feel like if somebody has that much of a strong motive, you know, they're going to make it happen
yeah.
either way. So.
Cool.
Yeah, that sucks.
All right. Also, I guess the new iPhone has come out today. Yeah, but they're saying all the gold ones are sold out till October.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I
everybody
bet.
Wants the gold one.
Yeah, but then it's like kind of like, what's the point if you're just gonna put a cover over it anyway?
That's true. Many people,
you know,
do. Yeah.
Like there's not many people who just have the phone like
yeah.
as is.
Yeah.
And if they do, like they're stupid because oh you do.
Oh, oh okay, thank you.
You're I was gonna
stupid.
Say.
Go ahead, say
no,
it.
Oh no, you've got
here's
it in a case
phone.
Right there. I know, but
yeah.
you still have something that you like.
Oh
keep
no,
it
yeah.
And to keep it safe, like if you don't just have it like in your pocket. This
that's
is what I mean.
True.
I knew
true.
Of a friend of mine actually when the 5 came out.
Uh-huh.
He got the 5 and he like put it in his pocket and sat down and because it's
oh
so like
God.
Thin and
yeah.
like fragile, it completely broke.
Really?
Like the first day.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Like put a cover on that thing.
Yeah. No, it is pretty pretty true. I don't like the covers and you know, I like something that hangs on me so I don't have to put it in my pocket
mm-hmm.
and break
right.
it.
Right. But yeah, that's
yeah,
a
so
pretty
I have a little
safe,
holster.
Yeah, that little
yeah.
holder thing you've got there. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's the... did you upgrade to the OS 7 yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, don't rush because there's nothing to it. It's
I
it
know.
Sucks, actually, it's... I think.
Really?
Yeah.
yeah
see, look,
I'm hearing mixed feelings about it. Some people
I know
love it. Some people hate it. But I guess you're gonna get that with
yeah.
anything.
Here, you see. I mean, look, they changed the.
I do.
The,
I see. It's very.
So it's like flat.
Bold
everything's flat.
And
yeah, and colorful. See, everything's flat. Even the text is like flat. There's no like bevels or anything.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, so it's really like a boring phone now. I mean, look at it. It's
yeah,
all white,
it's a lot more
white backgrounds.
It's just
stuff.
Very like bold.
Right.
Like it's not, you know, it doesn't really have much character to it anymore.
I'll agree, man. I mean,
yeah.
But what are you gonna do? You have to get used to it every time they upgrade. You know.
Yeah.
It's the same
I
with
guess so.
Facebook when they upgraded, nobody liked it, and we just get used to it. I
yeah.
guess, you know?
You get used to it, you get over it, and you
yeah.
move on.
It just shows you
that's
that
what life is about.
Yeah, yeah.
Get over it and move on.
There you go. I just can't move on after we don't have Steve Jobs anymore. I mean, that's what
mm-hmm.
happens when he doesn't have when you don't have a genius at the helm, you know.
Yeah, that's
so,
very true.
Yeah, but yeah, after some trouble yesterday, I was able to download it and. So I'm okay, updated and everything.
Okay.
And
well,
I'm just
good,
waiting
Sam.
For the 5S.
I'm glad you've got it figured out.
Yeah. And I just need to wait till the gold ones are available, and I'll get one too.
Wait, now, is it the 5S or the 5C?
No, the 5S. The 5C are the plastic colorful ones.
Oh.
The cheaper ones, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
but there's right. the 5S that looks like... do you have the 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
it looks like yours. It just has the fingerprint scanner and the camera's better, I guess. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, we're being rude because we're not bringing in our guest. So let's do it now. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us since he's your friend?
Oh, okay. I will. Everybody that is listening, this is Philip Hodges. Say hello.
Hello. Does my voice sound warm?
It sounds very warm.
Am I close? Los Angeles? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
you. The phone is blowing up.
So you're visiting here? You're from out of town?
I've been in Los Angeles for 7 years now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Flown by, a lot of which was spent in film school.
Really?
And all wound up being worth it at the end of the day, but, you know, it's downtown USC.
Right.
And it isn't for the last, you know, up until 3 years ago that I really got out and about and started making projects and meeting cool chicks.
Great.
Like Mia.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm so excited to be included. I've been listening with a million things to say in this.
Really? Well, this is your time. This is your opportunity to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, yeah. I had a date last night.
You did?
Uh-oh. I did. And we talked about, is it
iOS 7.
iOS 7? Right. That's what the date was about. So it was a pretty nerdy, nerdy date. But
we covered the iPhone.
We covered the iPhone. So no need to revisit that.
Okay, cool. So you moved here about 7 years ago. Where did you come from?
I am East Coast through and through, really.
Okay.
And went to school in Boston. I was a Harvard undergrad, moved to New York, and then to LA. And I'm from Washington, D.C. So really, I'm
so
still very much East Coast. I don't know if you could tell right now I'm not wearing anything, but no. I still wear my penny loafers. But they don't have any pennies in them because, like a typical East Coaster, we wear fancy things, but they're falling apart.
So Washington, D.C. is where you grew up, huh?
I love D.C. I represent D.C. And I actually think I was talking to a friend about this, that Washington, D.C., transplants, people who move from D.C. to Los Angeles, I think are very compatible and make for just a very comfortable transition to the West Coast.
Really?
And I think that may be because of the fact that people from D.C. have people come in and out of their lives every several years because their parents work for the government, and the people who are truly from D.C. who are born and raised there, which are not that many, and move to L.A. sort of get it maybe off the bat because people that have been in L.A. for long enough have seen people come and go throughout their time because L.A.
true.
Is kind of transient.
Necessarily transient, but a lot of people move here, you know?
Yes,
so not
that's
many
right.
people come here and then move on or something.
Right, God forbid.
But
yeah.
So we always have room for more people, you know?
I love it.
What the hell,
somehow.
You know? Yeah.
It's always the deep valley, which we're looking at.
There's still a little space between cars on the freeway.
Exactly.
Just a little bit for another car or two.
For another mini.
Yeah. So you're pretty smart. You went to Harvard.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. How did that happen?
Were you
a good student in high school?
I was a passionate I've never been academic. Mm-hmm. And I have never gotten outstanding grades except for in subjects that I'm very interested in, and so I would either get an A or an F.
Right.
And but I was very involved with my school. I loved my school. Mm. So I did everything I could to make the experience better for the other students. And I think that Harvard is interested, I think, in people who are in a variety of people. And I think that some of them are just incredibly good at one thing, like playing the piano.
Right.
And I'm not incredibly good at anything.
Right.
I seem to excel at things that I care about in most of my 20s. I'm 32 now.
Mm-hmm.
Was spent sort of exploring and being pretty frustrated, not knowing what I wanted to do. And then I sort of took a step back and realized that all along I've been creating art, and I might as well embrace it and call it a career.
There you go.
So then I went to film school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where did you go to film school?
To USC.
USC here.
Is it South Central? It's south of downtown. It's my first year I spent in an attic in the the ghetto biking to class past, dealings on the street. Yeah. But I love that neighborhood, and it was a good experience. USC is interesting. It's an interesting environment. My classmates are all better at film than I am, so I was able to surround myself with some talented friends and
that's amazing.
Make me look good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got into some good schools. That's pretty cool, you know? I mean, they must like you for some reason, you know? I mean, you obviously, you know, maybe your grades weren't great, but I would imagine yeah, you said you were involved with school and everything. I think they like that, right?
I think it's
involved with the community.
Teachers love me, or they really don't like me at all, is the truth, because I kind of do my thing, and I, regardless of rules, maybe, and I hope that that's
but you get accepted.
But it's genre busting.
Right.
You know,
but you get accepted before the teachers know you. So how does that work? I mean, they don't know you when you join the school.
Yeah, so I think that
it's a film based on your memory.
I know. I have a feeling like they knew a lot about every student that got accepted based on our body of work going in. And, and I was a professor's assistant while I was there as a grad student helping undergrads, and realized that these student films, at very least, are such reflections of who these students are as people, and they were just pouring it out and making these short films just like me. And so my body of work, I think, is, you know, looking back on it, and I just cut my new reel, is really the best way of getting to know me in 2.5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I think. So, besides making love. That's a pretty intimate way of,
but then
of saying hello.
But then not everybody can get to know you that well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
I love this microphone. Is this a D-popper? I have headphones on.
Yeah,
this is official.
There you go. It's official.
Do you feel legit?
I feel super legit, and I can't wait to take a photo and Instagram it.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
We will.
I'll go for the early bird setting. We're making memories here.
There you go.
Wow, so, you even know all your filters.
Yeah,
of course.
That's charming.
Visualist.
I love it.
So how long was film school? Like 2 years or something?
It's a 3-year program, and it took me 4 to 5, and I don't know if I have graduated yet, because I believe, and this is a while ago, that I still owe them a DVD and a signature, and I just, the second I walked off that stage, even though I hadn't sealed the deal officially, I just sort of moved on and took my friends with me. But I, it's been a while since I've been back there, but there's not a day that it doesn't cross my mind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you were younger, did you think you wanted to get into film? Was that something from a young age, or did you have to think about
it? I love that question, and because I really didn't know ever what I wanted to do, and I have been gearing toward becoming, and there's no rush. When you're a film director, there's really no rush, and you can't go wrong, because everything that you do is material to work off of.
Right.
It'll inspire an idea or direction, working with an actor. And so life experience is great, and I spent most of my life meandering about, just having fun, staying busy, and considering, you know, medicine. Maybe I worked in a hospital in Namibia for several months and decided against it, medicine, and I kept on trying things and deciding against it.
Really?
And then realized that all the while, you know, I was illustrating, sort of thinking about what is it that I want to do, and then, revisited this notebook full of illustrations and figured, well, this is kind of cool looking, and I'm pouring it out, and it seems to be flowing organically, and why not give it a shot? And so I started animating, and with more of a experimental twist and still free flow, and then decided to just go for it full steam, and that's really all I do is work and dream of Mia, who was my amazing collaborator on one of my latest projects for DJ Tommy Trash, who I didn't even know of before, and now I'm a huge fan. So film opens up my world too.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a full-time thing? I mean, are you able to sustain yourself just doing
that? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he has an office at the Jim Henson Studios.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Daft Punk are going to kill me for saying that I know what they look like.
Yeah.
Because they have an office there as well. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy Jackson's a little bit of a personality in a great way on the lot. And mm-hmm. Henson Studios is a very interesting environment. And I got an office there right out of film school. And I saw the sun come up from there.
Amazing.
This morning working. I'm releasing a rap video, which is very different than what I usually do. Usually I work with puppets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds kind of funny.
Right.
And it is funny, but it's also very heartfelt. And I sort of fell into puppetry as a 29-year-old, which sounds kind of weird.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we used some time ago, we had a guy here who's got like a puppetry school and things like that. I forgot his name. But it's like very fascinating, right? Yeah, I mean, he teaches people how to do puppetry and stuff. Yeah.
And like ventriloquist?
He was
the
character on Sesame Street that what's it called, that elephant, big elephant thing?
Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Yeah. No
cool.
way.
Cool. Yeah. So,
that's
but
awesome.
At any rate,
that
yeah,
is
so,
cool.
So puppetry is cool and stuff.
It is.
So,
I think it's great, and there's different styles, and you know, you can add so much to what's been done and combine, and it's a traditional medium, mm-hmm. and even as traditional as shadow puppetry can be really cool because you can take it to modern places. And And I made my graduate thesis, which I'm excited to still be talking about. You can either, when you talk about your work from 3 years ago, mm-hmm. be, you know, it's time to move on, or it's that good. And I really poured everything I had out into this short film called Dig. It was a Vimeo staff pick online and about a boy who digs a tunnel to China for a girl and meets a lot of puppets underground.
Really?
Yeah. And
okay.
So that was my first venture into puppetry, and every puppet was a different style of puppetry. So I like to play with the genre as well. And so marionette puppetry is maybe something that I'm going to tackle next.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 Those are the ones with the strings and stuff,
strings,
right?
Yeah, yeah, with the puppet master, the evil puppet master from above.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, manipulating society.
Exactly.
Did you ever watch Thunderbirds with the marionettes? You know, it's a British series, and it's about this rescue team, and it's all marionettes, all of it. You know, and it's like, I think that was the inspiration for that for that film with America or something, remember?
Oh, Team America.
Team America.
Yeah, that was sort of the inspiration.
Team America has a great opening because we're talking about openings, Charlie's Angels.
Uh-huh.
Team America starts with these very basic backgrounds, backdrops, and the puppetry is really clanky and
like
janky and
looking.
Amateur. Mm-hmm. And then we sort of... And then we set that, they set that standard, that bar really low, and then we transition into the magical world that is puppetry.
Right.
And so it even puppetry at its worst, I think, can be really charming, but it's all about performance. So
yeah.
I could make, you know, a pizza box talk and be hilarious if I create a character.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And the slice of pizza would be the tongue.
Yeah, there you go. You see?
Yeah.
Very creative person.
That's so cute.
So let's talk a little bit about the video you did with Mia.
Yes.
And that was for DJ called what? Trash?
Tommy Trash.
Tommy Trash, okay.
Mia, and did you like working with me?
I loved working with you.
I loved working with you, too.
We had a great time. And
that
Cal,
was so much
the
fun.
Monkey.
It was.
I know. It's so funny how that all came about because I wasn't originally supposed to be in that video.
I know. Oh, so
literally the morning of.
I love radio because you have to tell the truth.
Right.
Let's speak the truth. No, Mia came in and saved the day because our original actress wound up sort of not working out big picture, and I think that Mia clicked visually, and then I saw her on camera, and I didn't commit until I saw that she glows on camera, And now I hear on the radio, and she's the full package.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
But it was a good video on camera, but in reality, we shot in a very cold warehouse on a low budget. But
in like Chinatown or something
crazy. In the middle of nowhere. Chinatown is crazy. But it, what matters is what you see on camera at the end of the day. And
right.
it's really, it was just us in a cold warehouse rolling around in a bed with a Mia and a blue monkey
blue
puppet.
Monkey, right. Now, how did the idea for the video come about? That was before you cast the girl, right?
Right, right, yeah. right. There was, so the music video is two part. It's a series. The first one is called Monkey See, Monkey Do.
Mm-hmm.
And this blue monkey, Cal, K-A-L, which are the first three letters of a street in DJ Tommy Trash's childhood neighborhood
mm-hmm. okay.
in yeah. Australia.
Uh-huh.
And the monkey, this blue monkey, inhabits a planet filled with trash because it's DJ Tommy Trash.
Okay.
And so he discovers music by piecing some pieces of trash together, and it's a Walkman and a cassette and headphones, and then he's just carried away, and he's so into it. He's really a dynamic character, and the performer Heiko is known for bursts of energy, and so he launches into outer space and goes through sort of a 2001 Stanley Kubrick
uh-huh.
Time travel sequence, all uh-huh. set to this, to the drop, you know, uh-huh. techno is all about the drop, and then the monkey crashes on Earth. That's the end of video one, and then video two introduces Mia,
mm-hmm.
and the monkey falls in love with Mia.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't blame him, right?
Yeah. No. Who doesn't love Mia?
Yeah,
honestly.
Who doesn't fall in love with Mia?
Seriously.
Aw, you guys, you make me blush.
Yeah. But so how did you guys connect? You were like casting or something and came around? Or
I met you.
I came to visit
you came
the
to
day
set.
Before. Yeah, for pre-production.
Yeah.
You guys were just setting up. And I just stopped by to say hi and like meet everybody because my friend was in town.
Mm.
And and I just came by to say hi. But I think everybody else like already thought that I was the girl.
It's true.
So then when the other girl showed up, they're like, oh, wait, I thought it was the girl from yesterday. And then it was just all this confusion. So yeah, literally like the next morning, I get a phone call like super early, like, Mia, wake up. I'm like, huh, what? What's up? What you, like, grab some clothes. Get down here right now. We need you to work. Okay.
that's Mia.
And that's how it all happened.
Yeah, it was. We're lucky to have had you because you were. It goes without saying that you're good in the video. People who see the video agree first frame, but working with you was good because you were very accommodating and I was as a director. You surround yourself with people who are better than you, but you point them in the right direction. And so it was very simple directing you because you kind of got the tone off the bat and,
mm-hmm.
and your relationship with the puppet was sincere. It wasn't silly. You know, it's kind of heartfelt in a weird way.
Yeah.
How was it working with a puppet?
Oh my
being
gosh,
across,
I love
looking
it.
Into
it's
little beady
it's crazy
eyes.
Because they just see, like, you forget that there's a person working him. Like, when you, you know, you get so used to just interacting with a puppet, it's like,
right.
oh, hey, Heiko, what's up? I didn't even see you there. Like, and he's like,
by the end of the shoot, your tongue was in the puppet's mouth. Am I wrong?
Just about,
wow.
yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I want to lick that. That's fuzzy.
Felty.
I'm like, we can.
So how can people find the video now? I mean, we can play it, but it won't do much because you can't see anything.
No, I think that people should go to. Should we direct people to my website?
Yeah, or YouTube.
Or
but we
YouTube.
Can give you a website too. Go ahead.
Okay.
And give out your website.
My website is my name.
Uh huh.
.com, which is Philip Hodges, P-H-I-L-I-P, super simple, Hodges, H-O-D-G-E-S. And then
right.
there's a bunch of puppet music videos. I directed Fraggle Rock Ben Folds 5 music video and a Foo Fighters music video with puppets.
Oh, that's right. Oh, really? The Foo Fighters one. I remember those puppets.
Yeah.
They're in your office.
Yeah, they're hanging out. Dave is... Actually, Nate, the bassist, is in the trunk of my car. The Foo Fighters are all over the place right now, but they assemble in my office on occasion and blink when I'm not looking. It's sort of weird to have an office filled with dozens of puppets that are staring back at you late at night, and
right. You
know they're whispering about you. He doesn't have ideas right now,
yeah. They're
saying.
So the video is Monkey in Love, Tommy Trash, and you can see Mia, not nude, but pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm wearing...
In lingerie and stuff, right?
I'm fully clothed.
Okay.
But it's a thin layer.
Yeah.
So everybody wins.
I mean, yeah, it's a sensual video. I mean, yeah, you got to give the feeling of it, the essence of it.
And know? I'm just realizing that all of your fans here don't know... what you look like, and this is a little introduction to who they're listening to every morning on the radio.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's
I've got photos on the website.
Oh, no, photos on the website.
Like. Yeah, okay. No, they know. Okay. But this is good to see some of your work.
We also take pictures
with
guests every day with the terrible lighting. By the sign out there.
Okay, stop irritating me with that bad lighting. Okay.
Hey, I'm just saying. Everybody sees it. I'm just saying.
Okay, all right.
I agree. I think that you guys could use a lot of little lamps in here, but those might buzz on the radio. But warm, something warm, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah, well, we have warm. It's just that she doesn't like it because it...
With the pictures.
Yeah, it creates shadows and under her eyes or something.
Makes my face look weird.
Interesting. But. Ah, I see. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's because we're limited where we can put the light, you know. So.
Yeah.
So I'm talking a lot. Is that a good thing? Should I keep it up?
This,
how am I doing, guys?
That's why you're
how
am here.
I doing?
No,
that's what you do
on
talk radio.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, what are you working on now? What's coming up next?
Okay.
In the works.
I just submitted to Sundance, like a lot of other filmmakers in LA, a movie that I'm very excited about, and it's the opposite of fuzzy puppets. It's about cowboys in wheelchairs. Mm. It's a documentary that we shot in Wyoming, and it's super serious.
Right.
And I literally get goosebumps every time I see it. It's something about the simplicity of being a cowboy and how universal everything they say is true. And if it's not, then you don't include it in the movie. But the movie winds up being pretty touching, and it's only 10 minutes, and I'm still working toward my first feature, but that's around the corner.
Yeah.
And I think that you'll see some kids digging to China and meeting a bunch of puppets underground on the big screen soon.
Yeah.
Yay.
And then I... have created a puppet of a famous rapper that he and I are developing together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to figure out what to do with it. But some people are drawn into the idea of a puppet of themselves or an interpretation and figuring it out. I think that I'm not solely responsible for this, but I'm seeing an excitement over... puppetry in my, you know, among my friends, and it's infectious, and I think that there's a future to it, and it's back, and so this rapper Tyler the Creator, who's in Odd Future, I have a puppet of him sitting around, and so we're just brainstorming what our next step is going to be.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun, yeah. So I wish we could show the video, but people can just see it, actually. You can even go to YouTube and just search Monkey in Love or go to PhilipHodges.com.
Check out your website. I still have yet to check out your website.
Yeah.
You have all your other stuff on there?
Stuff,
I think, yeah.
I think you might have shown me.
It's up to date. It's extensive.
You even have photography here, huh?
I take a lot of photos.
You're right. Very nice.
Yeah.
Instagram.
I do Instagram a lot, and I love to work on my site. It sounds so nerdy, but it's really exciting to press what is it, Save, you know,
yeah.
and for it to be live, you
right.
know, just for friends. And I don't really promote my site, even though I rattled off the correct spelling on the radio.
Right.
Just now, but I let people discover it themselves at their own pace, and I can tell through stats and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't study it too much, but I am curious that people spend an hour on my site.
Very nice.
On
it's a long time.
A long time exploring because. I think the puppetry is really fun. Mm.
Yeah,
it draws
yeah.
people in, and then there's other fun stuff. And it's all sort of fairy tale with edge for, you know, cool cats, my bracket, you know,
right.
of mind. And it's mm-hmm. it's all for fun and not for that much money, but I think I'll get there one day. I think I'll be all right if I stick with puppetry. I think that there's
yeah.
a bright future.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to focus on what you love, what you're good at, you know.
Yeah.
And that's definitely it, you know. And I mean, if you can do a convincing video on a monkey puppet seducing a hot woman, then you can do just about anything.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, your office is it's so cool because it's so inspiring. Like, it's right there in the Jim Henson Studio.
It does. It
they
overlooks
so much, like,
overlooks
character
the courtyard.
And history there. I love that little area.
Yeah. It's Charlie Chaplin's old studio.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is a little bit smaller than it's supposed to be because of people being, you know, 1920s short
uh-huh.
back then. So every door frame, I bump my head because I'm very
really?
Tall.
Yeah.
But it's... it's a family, and it's a very inspiring place to pull another hour of work out of you when you're exhausted. You know, it's a good mm-hmm. environment to get the job done.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You should come hang out.
Yeah, I should.
You should do a live session from the recording studio, from Henson Studios, where they recorded We Are the World.
Mm-hmm.
And... Justin Bieber is laying down
really?
Some tracks there.
Oh, yeah?
Really nice.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah.
So you get involved
awesome.
In something that's exciting that you love to do.
Yeah, I think it's good
so
to hone
fortunate.
In and to ride out something that feels right for a while.
Right.
You know, and it's still fun. And then when I'm a disgruntled puppet, then mm-hmm. I'll let it go and I'll turn human again. But
there
for now,
go.
I'll just be a puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how long did
go.
It take to do the Monkey in Love video? Was that like a 1-2 day thing?
It was
three days. Well, all my scenes were in one day.
That was 1 day?
Really?
Yeah.
You know how much we filmed
yeah,
in
I
one
know.
Day?
That's a lot.
And night, too, because then we were shooting outside and it was freezing.
Yeah.
And I was in shorts.
Yeah. Oh, oh yeah.
And
for consistency.
That jacket was so cool.
That was cool. Victor
oh
Wilde of the Bohemian Society made a jacket that he designed, and I have that jacket. Do you want that jacket?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh heck yes, it was so cool. It was like a black leather jacket,
oh, wow.
and it was like had like the T
Tommy
T
Trash
logo
on
the back for Tommy Trash. Yeah.
And then it had cow. Patterned elbow patches.
Was it? Yeah, it was like some
or something.
Kind of, yeah, there was like some kind of
and it was
animal
all fuzzy. It was a little puppet. It's a little bit of puppetry there for material. You know,
yeah,
the
it was
fuzzy
serious,
material.
Man. That was a serious jacket. I loved that thing.
It's yours. It's yours.
Yay!
And a big thank you for being responsible for the hundreds of thousands of views this video. The puppets are cool, but you're better looking. You're better looking.
That's why people spend an hour on your site.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching Mia over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
so will you work with me again?
Oh, my gosh,
you know, I only work with friends.
I tell you that all the time.
I work with friends. I don't audition as much as... you know, I just like to work with people that I like to work
and
with.
And it's like, why? When you know what I mean? If you know you have a, you know, a compatible working relationship with someone, you know, why like take the risk on someone else if it's, you know what I mean? If you already know that there's somebody that can, that can pull it off.
You can develop together and let's be in development, Mia.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Cool.
Whatever works.
And we're neighbors. Well, not for long.
Yeah.
But.
Right? I'm moving to Beechwood Canyon.
I'm so sad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's
Hollywood
that?
Sign doesn't get more LA than that.
That's,
that's by Franklin Village.
Okay, there's so if it's near the Hollywood sign.
Near the Hollywood sign, and it's also close to work, so that's good for me, I think.
Very good.
It's to keep the commute short and not, you know, I don't know. I think that the traffic is really bad there.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Franklin, Hollywood. It might wind up being more of a commute. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
So, what did you submit into to Sundance again?
The Cowboy As I Am. It's a
The cowboy movie.
It's about the cowboy who broke his neck on a rodeo horse, and then a horse whisperer who is taming or gentling the horses of that rodeo cowboy with the broken neck. So it's the story of a horse that is being trained by a horse whisperer, mm-hmm. owned by the cowboy in the wheelchair, and then the relationship between the horse whisperer and the cowboy.
Oh, okay. Did you write the screenplay too for this one?
It's a documentary, but in documentary you are working with a lot of narration, and you kind of piece together a script based on what you're given. So
you always have to have a script. I mean, it's like a map, you know. I mean, it helps you.
But I'll say that this film is more of it's a sort of a meditation and a poem of what it means to be a cowboy, and it sort of unravels into his we enter the cowboy's mind as he imagines riding horses again. And it ends with a long 5-minute poem about riding free. And
wow, that's pretty cool. And what's the film called?
Sounds deep.
It's you can hopefully see it in film festivals around the world soon.
Okay.
It's called Cowboy As I Am.
Oh, okay.
And it's just quoting the cowboy, talking about who he is, and I don't know, stay tuned. I think it'll go far.
Yeah.
I really like this one. Yeah.
Well, sounds good. Everybody go to philiphodges.com. That's Philip with one L. And you'll find all the all your work here.
Yeah.
Which is
up to date.
Pretty impressive, yeah. You have a reel here too, I see.
And then fast forward to music videos. You click on music videos, and the first video you see is a picture of a blue monkey and Mia's belly button, I think.
Not quite. It's her breast. But
okay. All right. I guess, is that the opposite of a belly button?
Breast and a neck. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so she has to make sure we know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Well, Philip, thank you so much for joining us. You're definitely a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me. This is so cool. Can I take this microphone with me and
you can take anything you want with you. Yeah,
awesome. There you go. All right. I'm gonna be taking photos and Instagramming while you guys wrap up. Do I have permission to?
Then you better do it quickly because we're out of time. All right. That was Phil Hodges and Mia. Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody, have a good weekend.
Yeah, everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Okay.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.
That was awesome. Oh, yeah.